get this going. All right, this is Russell with Texas Sports Monthly. We're talking to Keith Underwood here in Austin from Underwood Promotions. Keith, tell us, how many years now have you been promoting fights in the Austin area?
So, well, thanks for having me. This is my first, let's see. So we've been here promoting fights for 3 years. I've had my license for 3 years. I did promote a couple of amateur fights 2 years prior. So, but as far as professional ranks, 3 years.
3 years in Austin. You know, what can people expect from this April 20th bout? This looks like a good one. It's kind of Oklahoma versus Texas guy.
On the main event, yeah, it is a ex-military kid who lives in Killeen named Rashard Hicks. He's undefeated in his career. He's 11-0-1. He is the Texas State welterweight champ. He is the WBB Intercontinental champ, and he is the WCF International champion.
Okay.
And he has won all those titles on Underwood Promotion fights.
Oh, wow.
So this next title is for a American Boxing Federation United States title. So he would be the champion.
ABF?
ABF. Okay. He'd be the USA champion if he can win that. His opponent is getting Dennis Knife Chief. He is from Oklahoma, and he is also the Oklahoma State welterweight champ. So makes for a good
Texas OU match.
Yeah, we all love the what do they call it? What do they call it? Red River.
Red River Shootout, I guess. Yeah.
So it's gonna be broadcast live on KVBO, which is a NBC affiliate here.
Yeah.
And then it also got picked up in Waco by the Fox station there.
Oh, cool.
Is gonna broadcast it live as well. So, and I think that, you know, the guys seem to think that, you know, other affiliates might pick it up as they go.
Yeah,
you
that's
know,
cool.
As it gets promoted. So, and then it's also, we do a tape delay on cable distribution. So the following week it'll broadcast on, like, you know, your like Comcast Sportsnet and your your Fox Sports
Southwest.
The regional stuff, you know. So it'll play on tape delay the following week. So like the last show we did in December, it's still playing. I was in Chicago last week and it was on MSG Network.
Oh, cool.
Playing like a Thursday
night. Up there
in
Chicago.
Yeah, so the fights are good quality. They're we do as necessary to make it feel like you're at an event, you know, not feel like you're in a gymnasium seeing something amateur. I mean, it's big money on lights, big money on security, big money on VIP. Our VIP seats are fully catered and come with open bar all night.
Nice.
And Amy's Ice Cream comes out and serves dessert. Oh. So it's a very exclusive thing.
Okay.
And we also have general admission for people that just want to come and check out the fights.
For general admission.
So we have everything, but we spend the money to make it seem like a real event. It's almost like, the philosophy has always been to put on an event that is entertaining and exciting regardless of who's fighting. You know, I mean, we're not at a level where we can afford your world champions. So it is a local level boxing promotion, but we can make it all the bells and whistles to make you feel like
you're at it. How do they get the tickets for the April 20th event?
You can get tickets online at underwoodpromotions.com, or you can go to Richard Lord's Boxing Gym on North Lamar and pick them up in person.
So some of the boxing gyms have them, or just that one?
Richard Lord's. Yeah.
Okay, Richard Lord's, okay. Why is boxing more fun in person than on TV?
Well, I mean, there's a certain part of it that's just, it's an exciting event. There's, you know, there's ring card girls and there's, you know, music in between rounds and people are excited and there's nothing like being and hearing the thunderous cheer during a knockout or a big hit.
Yeah.
You can't get that experience on TV.
You got any picks, Keith, for this title fight? Is it odd to ask the promoter if he's got a pick?
I'm not
you don't want to get into that?
I'm not supposed to. I look for really good fights. I try to put on competitive matches up so that nobody knows who's going to win. You know, the one thing I didn't like about this local type boxing promotion is like when you'd see a guy who was, you know, 10-0 fighting a guy who's 3-11.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Everybody in the place knows who's going to win before the bell even rings.
I'm going with the Texas kid.
Richard is a good friend of mine, so I hope he does well.
Well, listen, thanks for hanging out with us. We'll probably even get the audio file of this up on our website, too, as a kind of a part of aspect of our radio show. It's Russell with Texas Sports Monthly, talking with Keith Underwood from Underwood Promotions. Check out the fight, guys, on Friday, April 20th. It's over at the Austin Sports Center.
Yep, that's on Woodward Street.
Over there on Woodward.
Like St. Edward's campus.
Yeah, check it out, the Austin Sports Center. And then toss out your website again for us.
It's easy, underwoodpromotions.com.
There you have it. Keith Underwood, Underwood Promotions. Check it out, underwoodpromotions.com. This is Russell for Texas Sports Monthly. We'll see you guys next month.